This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. For almost 25 years, that's what we've called the show, Only a Game. But sometimes it's not. Sometimes a game can transcend not only itself, but the context of the sport. It doesn't happen as often as the sponsors, the advertisers, the television flacks, and the agents say that it does, but it happens. And when it does, attention should be paid and the moment should be remembered.
Those brave folks who sat out here in the Orange Bowl and put up with this terrible weather saw a whale of a football game, and they should give both teams a rousing ovation when this one is over.
On November 23, 1984, the University of Miami and Boston College staged a football game that probably still inspires in defensive coaches screaming nightmares. The two quarterbacks in that game, Doug Flutie of Boston College and Bernie Kosar of Miami, combined to throw for 919 yards, more than half a mile. They also combined for a total of 12 feet 3 inches in height. Kosar accounted for most of that. Flutie stood 5'10 when he was on his toes. Together, they established early what would turn out to be the game's plot line. The quarterback who got his hands on the ball last would probably win it. Flutie got it last, but with 6 seconds left on the clock, time for one more play, BC, down four, was barely past the middle of the field.
I really think Flutie's got to throw this ball into the end zone.
And Flutie used the first few seconds of those six to scramble back to the BC 36. The final play was called 55 Flood Tip in the BC playbook. Wide receiver Gerard Phelan's job was to tip the ball to one of the other receivers in the end zone.
Caught by Boston College! I don't believe it! It's a touchdown!
Instead, he caught it. The final score was 47-45, and the winning number wasn't established until a click before the clock ran out. Of Flutie, Phelan said, "I didn't think he could throw the ball that far." Flutie might not have thought so either. The pass traveled 64 yards, which was only one of many reasons that it provoked rhyme in a much younger me. It wasn't God. He can't take sides when two teams come to play. But who's to say the gods weren't present on that fateful day when Flutie spotted Phelan through the wet Miami air and as the clock ticked down to nothing, launched that final prayer. Who's to say, indeed? Not me, and I don't even like football. But hey, I'll acknowledge that I like the ballet of the long forward pass, the receiver racing to get under it, or as close to under it as he can, but maybe not quite because he has to stretch and take it on his fingertips, or, as was the case with Gerard Phelan, in the gut as he fell into the end zone so that the catch looked less like ballet than like two magnets, one big, one very small, and falling from the sky, snapping together behind an astonished and dismayed clump of defenders. And if that image doesn't quite work for you, stay with us. Give us another chance or three. Our show today is going to celebrate the origins of that most attractive of football moments, the forward pass.